This morning on WCHL, Moral Monday returns to Raleigh.
Yes, we will gather again at the General Assembly.
We'll update you on what progress was made in the North Carolina General Assembly over the weekend. Budget talks resume tonight in Chapel Hill. And will you be one of close to 1,000 people who are expected to give blood tomorrow? These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Cub Road traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, less than 3 innings remain in the UNC Long Beach State elimination game. And the Tar Heels need to make up some ground when play resumes today after rain halted the action. And
the Chapel Hill girls won the state soccer championship in storybook fashion.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, the beginning of a nice warm day, but not too hot. It's going to be sunny with a high of about 80 degrees today. Just about perfect for this time of the year. The ongoing Moral Monday protest is back on a regular schedule this evening after Memorial Day last week moved activities to Tuesday. That's when 14 protesters of Republican policies in the North Carolina General Assembly refused to leave House Speaker Tom Tillis' office for nearly 10 hours and were arrested early Wednesday morning for second-degree trespassing. At a Durham NAACP office press conference on Friday, movement leader Reverend William Barber previewed today's demonstration in Raleigh.
Tomorrow Monday will focus again on health and environmental justice. Yes, we will gather again at the General Assembly. 5 o'clock. Yes, we will put face on these policies.
The rally begins at 5 p.m. today at Halifax Mall behind the General Assembly building at 16 West Jones Street. A pre-rally meeting is scheduled for 3 this afternoon at Pullen Memorial Baptist Church, located at 1801 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. 3 major and controversial decisions have been made in the North Carolina General Assembly this past weekend: the Senate's new spending plan, teacher pay raises, and the fracking bill. The Senate has decided upon a new $21.1 billion spending plan for 2014 and 15. This weekend. Democrats were displeased with how quickly the decision was made, as it allowed for minimal negotiation. They seemed to be in consensus that the Senate was only interested in hearing their own approval rather than the perspectives of the general public. As part of this new budget plan, legislators also desire to encourage teachers to give up their tenure in exchange for an 11% raise in pay. Teachers, in response, are disagreeing with the motion as they desire more protection from unfriendly politics that surround schools presently. These raises are also planned to be gathered from cuts that could come from public school spending. Other states are allegedly not attempting to swap a pay raise for tenure. Democrats agree that this action is not for the benefit of the teachers, but more of a cover-up for lawmakers' inability to manage money wisely. The fracking bill, completely supported by the House Republicans, is now on its way to be signed by Governor Pat McCrory, who's more than ready to help get it passed. While Democrats were clearly unhappy with the bill, they failed to halt the process. Instead, they were able to add a few minor alterations to the bill as compromise before being sent to the governor. Many North Carolinians fear what the fracking might mean for chemicals that could get into well water, as well as how the Senate now seems to have the ability to override local governments in relation to how the fracking would be carried out. As of now, there seems to be a great deal of controversy with each major decision processed by the General Assembly. This past weekend, the uncertainty regarding the decided amount of the budget has some questioning how things are going to get better now. The risky move of raising teachers' salaries without or while eliminating assistance and tenure is causing a rift of displeasure from educators in North Carolina, and unfavorable fracking plans that may affect local businesses in a way that they're unwilling to comply. A Chapel Hill Town Council will meet tonight to hash out next year's budget plan. The manager's recommended budget does not call for a property tax rate increase and does set aside $188,000 to fund affordable housing initiatives. But housing advocates say that's not enough, and they're calling on the council to dedicate the equivalent of one penny of the current tax rate, or about $755,000, to fund affordable housing programs. The council will also receive an update on potential plans to sell the old Chapel Hill Library Library, located at 523 or 528 East Franklin Street. The town is partnering with Preservation North Carolina to identify possible buyers. The council will meet tonight at the Chapel Hill Public Library at 6 o'clock. WCHL News Time is 6:11. More news coming up in just a moment.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Al LeBeau, Cedars member since 2012. Here's what Al had to say.
People wait too long before they go into the retirement community, and all of a sudden they find there's a big, long waiting list to get in. They want to move today, but they should have signed up years ago and gone in. So we tried to cut it off at the pass and go in early before we needed to be there. It's really first-class operation. I mean, the food is marvelous. When we have inclement weather, they will bring meals over to you, and it's just one of those services we find phenomenal. It seems like there's no end to what you can order. Like, if you want two scoops of ice cream, it isn't an extra charge. My wife and I are from the New York metropolitan area, and while we're in Cedars, we are so centrally located, it's just a hop and a skip to the airport. You got great hospitals within easy reach, and of course, there's always the sports activities that you have between, should I mention it, Duke and Chapel Hill.
Thanks, Al. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Orange County Solid Waste Management will be rolling carts to the curb starting in June. Recycling carts, that is. Residents of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro will receive new blue 95-gallon carts to replace their old blue curbside bins. Start using your cart the week of June 30th on your recycling day, but not before. Watch your mailbox for informational postcards. For more information, please call 919-968-2788.
Honey, you won't believe it. I got the job. We're moving to Austin.
That's amazing. We need to call our parents and find schools for the kids and find a new house and... Wait, what about this house?
If you need help listing your home for rent or sale, call Louise Beck Properties. With over 20 years of experience, we can help ease your transition by advising if it's better to sell or rent. For more information, visit louisebeckproperties.com.
Ron Stuntz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the entire WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, the clean joke with Lauren Stafford, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time is 6:14. The UNC community has another chance to save thousands of lives at the annual Carolina Blood Drive tomorrow at the Dean Smith Center. Students, staff, and members of the Chapel Hill community are encouraged to donate blood to the Carolinas region of the American Red Cross, which has helped collect almost 23,000 units of blood to save lives and increase treatments in various hospitals since coming to Chapel Hill 26 years ago. This year's goal is set at collecting 850 pints of blood. To thank donors for participating, refreshments from restaurants such as Krispy Kreme, Chick-fil-A, Insomnia Cookies, and Panera Bread are available. Donors and volunteers can also enjoy visits from UNC head football coach Larry Fedora, as well as athletic director Bubba Cunningham, with a chance to win various door prizes throughout the day. You can schedule an appointment or sign up as a volunteer via a link on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. An autopsy is planned today on actress Ann B. Davis, who played housekeeper Alice on The Brady Bunch. Remember that show? Davis died on Sunday at San Antonio Hospital. She was 88 years old. A longtime friend of Davis says she suffered a fall on Saturday at her home in San Antonio. WCHL News Time is 6:15. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Not a lot of traffic out there so far. This situation will certainly change a little bit later on. Right now, volume extremely light, so please, this time of the day, with the sun just coming up, make sure to still use your headlights because visibility is still not great out there, not for a little while at least. Coming up in about a half hour, you're going to hear from Rand Northam, who'll be chatting on traffic all morning long. In the meantime, if you know of something we're not reporting that you've seen, or you've been involved in, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Let us know. Or you can also tweet us at WCHL and you become a WCHL Road Warrior. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather. Well, first, let me mention that Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace serves the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's, good to go. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carboro weather, brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Sunny skies today, high today about 80 degrees, love it. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the middle 50s. Tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the middle 80s. Pretty good weather here over the next couple of days. Tomorrow night we'll get some clouds, just a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, and the low in the middle 60s. And on Wednesday, another partly sunny day with the 20% chance of showers and thundershowers in the afternoon, and the high in the upper 80s. So a little bit warmer tomorrow than today, and then a little bit warmer on Wednesday than tomorrow. So progressively warmer throughout the week here. Dickie's Barbecue Pit is in Durham, right next to New Hope Commons. Eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or arrange for catering at dickies.com. That's all you got to do. 617 at WCHL, and let's go ahead and get to WCHL Championship Sports and tell you what happened over the weekend. First of all, the Carolina baseball team, Game 5 of the 2014 NCAA Gainesville Regional between North Carolina and Long Beach State, was halted due to rain with the dirt bags, leading 5-4 in the top of the seventh. It resumes today at noon at McKeithen Stadium down in Gainesville. The two teams sat through more than 6 hours of delays after the 1:05 start before the field was deemed unplayable. Both teams homered the first, with Ivo Patron and Sky Bolt sending matching two-run shots out to right. Carolina took its first lead in the second on a Corey Dunbar safety squeeze before Patron drove in two more in the top of the third to give Long Beach State a 4-3 advantage. Tyler Ramirez singled home Sky Bolt in the bottom of the inning to make it 4-4 before a Michael Hill solo homer gave the Dirtbags the one-run lead that they will carry into today's finale. Starters Zach Gallen and Ryan Millison were lost after the first rain delay of over 3 hours in the bottom of the fourth. Gallen went four innings and allowed four runs on five hits, while Millison was touched for four runs on nine hits and 3 2/3 innings. When play resumes today, Long Beach State will have runners on first and second with one out. Spencer Traynor, who had just replaced Zach Rice when the second rain delay started, is in the game for the Tar Heels on the mound. Game 6 of the Gainesville Regional will begin 55 minutes after the Tar Heels Dirtbags competition, or completion rather. College of Charleston awaits the winner. Now, if a seventh game is necessary, that would be played on Tuesday at noon. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens with the Tar Heels still alive in the NCAA tournament down in Gainesville, Florida. We'll talk with Bobby Hunley of UNC Athletics this morning at about 8:20 about the Tar Heels and about this strange game that took place yesterday and efforts to get it played and frustration of having to wait. We'll talk to him about all of that coming up this morning at 8:20. Blake Smith drove in three runs. Maryland beat South Carolina a second straight time, a 10-1 victory on Sunday night to win the NCAA tournament's Columbia Regional. The Terrapins are now 39-21. They haven't been to the tournament since 1971, but they stopped the Gamecocks' 28-game NCAA tournament home win streak on Saturday night before decisively closing out the regional at Carolina Stadium. So congratulations to Maryland, even though they're now not officially a member. Well, they're still officially a member of the ACC right now, but about to move to the Big Ten. And Maryland next will face the champion of the Charlottesville Regional in the best of three Super Regional Series for a spot in the College World Series. And Smith's two-run single in the fourth put Maryland ahead for good, 2-1. Smith added another RBI in the 3-run ninth. South Carolina, 44-18 in the season, could not recover and failed to advance in home regional play for the first time since way back in 1976. Gamecocks had given up double-digit runs in a home regional just once before in a 12-1 loss to Furman, and that was 38 years ago. Well, everybody in Chapel Hill is still celebrating the Chapel Hill High School women's soccer team, and they scored a pair of second-half goals, capturing their first-ever state title with a 2-1 win over West Regional champ and number six seed Weddington in Saturday's North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A title match at North Carolina State University. The number nine-seeded Tigers shook off a poor first half and overcame a rear deficit, ensuring that coach Ron Benson would retire a winner after 3 decades for the program. Benson said that he knew that they were a good team, even though they didn't play well in the first half, but they came out refreshed in the second half and played better. Did they ever, often forcing the Warriors back on their heels and creating frustration that manifested itself in 3 yellow cards being handed out to the Charlotte area team. The classy Benson absorbed the hugs of so many well-wishers following the exhausting battle between the two superb programs. He had already announced that he would be retiring at the end of the season. What a great way to go out. The winner, appropriately enough, was able to go out a champion. Ron Benson, a winner, and so is his Chapel Hill High School women's soccer team. Again, winning over West Regional champion, number 6 seed Weddington, in the state championship game by a score of 2-1. It was quite a run for the Chapel Hill High School girls, who continuously beat top seeds in order to get there and advance to the championship game in the first place. And then they were a number 9 seed, and they beat a number 6 seed in the championship game. So congratulations to them. That is a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Stutz.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Attention all Orange County job seekers. Learn how to use the computer to boost your job search and build job skills. Starting Fridays at 9:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. on April the 25th through June the 20th at the Orange County Career Center located at 503 West Franklin Street, Chapel Hill, room 102. For more information, you can call 919-536-7222. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about our job seekers.
No lazy summer days at Durham Tech. From photography to computers, interior design to bartending, Durham Tech has a wide range of continuing education courses all summer long. Returning students, summer is a great time to meet with your advisor for fall semester. And new students, look online to schedule your mandatory Connect session. Have a question? Get it answered by phone, email, online chat at durhamtech.edu, or simply stop by and see us at our Durham or Orange County campus.
All right, kind of a nice day today. Coming up in just a little while here, we're going to have all your usual stuff. We have a news update coming up at the bottom of the hour. We have today's commentary on the way. And Inside Carolina Athletics will give you more details on the Carolina baseball team as it continues to try and play baseball. The Tar Heels have had terrible weather to deal with down there in Gainesville, Florida, and they got a delayed game. There was a delay of more than 6 hours yesterday. The two teams just sat through that before they finally said that the field was unplayable. They had not only rain, but some very strong winds, and we have the game resuming today at 12 noon. And when it does resume, Long Beach State will have a couple of runners on base and one out, and it's going to be really quite interesting. They will be in the top of the seventh inning. 6:25 at WCHL. Good morning.
The Osgood File, sponsored by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A U.S. soldier held prisoner by the Taliban for 5 years is back in American hands, but not everyone is celebrating. More after this from Charlie.
Think about summer and how much more often you open your garage door. Then think about this. 1 in 15 garage doors may lack the latest safety features or may not be operating properly. That's a good reason, I think, to do LiftMaster's 3-step safety check. It'll also give you a chance to win garage makeovers for you and up to 10 neighbors. Learn more at LiftMaster.com/garage safety.
No purchase necessary. 50 U.S. and D.C. only. 18 plus. Final entry 9914. See rules for details. Void where prohibited.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Since 2009, he's been seen only in Taliban videos.
Let me go. Release. Get me to be released.
But in a tense transfer in eastern Afghanistan, U.S. Special Forces finally took custody of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl from the Taliban fighters who've been holding him for the last 5 years.
5 years is a seemingly endless long time. But you've made it.
His parents were relieved and grateful. But some members of Congress are upset with the price of Sergeant Bergdahl's freedom, the release of five Taliban prisoners from Guantanamo, who were seen arriving in Qatar to receive the hugs and smiles of their relatives. They were among 48 prisoners the Pentagon once labeled too dangerous to release, and CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate says they will very likely re-enter the fight, and even if they don't...
They present political and fundraising value for the Taliban, especially for the long term.
And on CNN's State of the Union, Representative Mike Rogers, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says the deal raises the value of Americans as hostages.
You've sent a message to every al-Qaeda group, by the way, who are some who are holding U.S. hostages today, that there is some value now in that hostage in a way that they didn't have before.
Moreover, there is a law that requires the White House to notify Congress 30 days before releasing any prisoners from Guantanamo. That was not done. And there are other loose ends, including a Rolling Stone magazine report that Bergdahl, before he went missing, had emailed his parents saying he was disillusioned with his mission. So no surprise, a number of House committees are already making plans to launch investigations. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this. Member FDIC.
This is Ron Stutz. We recognize hometown heroes every day, Monday through Friday, here on WCHL, sponsored by Performance Auto Mall.
Lately, you've been hearing about a lot of very special moms in our community. Moms, grandmothers, daughters, those who are moms in one way or another, who also do good things in the community. Our special recognition of moms has been extended through this Friday. And starting that day, you can vote on our website, chapelboro.com, for the best mom from all our honorees. Winner will get the use of a BMW convertible from Performance Auto Mall for an entire weekend, plus an upscale dinner out on the town. Remember, voting starts Friday and ends on Friday, June 13th. The winning mom will be announced that day. So listen up, vote, and do your part to help a special mom in our community have a great weekend. It's all from Performance Auto Mall at 97.9 FM. And 1360 AM WCHL.
Do you want to know the most affordable secret for anti-aging? Sunscreen. Daily use of sunscreen will help prevent photoaging such as wrinkles, broken blood vessels, and brown spots, as well as skin cancers associated with sun exposure. Carolina MediSpa carries several different options depending on your needs and skin type. Everyone should be using a sunscreen that is SPF 30 or higher with broad spectrum UVA and UVB protection every day. Stop by Carolina MediSpa today for a sample of a sunscreen that's right for you. All sunscreens are 20% off in April and May.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Refinements Resale Boutique. It's 50% off, $20 worth of merchandise available now for $10. Refinements Resale Boutique for women is the place to shop brand name clothing at a fraction of retail price in their new location just 1 mile north of South Point Mall in Sutton Station off Fayetteville Road. Pure shopping bliss in a relaxed, organized, and soothing atmosphere is what Refinements is all about. And it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
57 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Look for a high today of about 80 degrees. A lot of sunshine today. Tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies with the lows around 55. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 85, about like today, except a little bit warmer. And on Wednesday, a little bit warmer still, with highs in the upper 80s and a 20% chance of a shower or thundershower in the afternoon.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. He was kidnapped in 2009 by the Taliban. Now U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's free, released over the weekend as part of a one-for-five swap of prisoners held at Guantanamo. The family hasn't spoken to him yet. Bergdahl's mother waits for him in Boise, Idaho.
5 years is a seemingly endless long time, but you've made it.
Bo Bergdahl left his post while stationed in Afghanistan. That led to a long search, and there are issues with that. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
Some of his fellow soldiers think Sergeant Bergdahl should be charged with desertion or going AWOL. They point out Bergdahl was abducted after he left his post in Afghanistan. They tell the Washington Post soldiers risked their lives and suspended other operations in the intense search right after he disappeared. And there are concerns militants will now view U.S. soldiers as bargaining chips.
Bo Bergdahl's currently resting up at a U.S. military hospital in Germany. Officials have not released details on his health status. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632 at WCHL, 57 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Ron Stutz. The ongoing Moral Monday protest is back on regular schedule this evening after Memorial Day last week moved activities to Tuesday. That's when 14 protesters of Republican policies in the North Carolina General Assembly refused to leave House Speaker Tom Tillis' office for almost 10 hours. They were arrested early Wednesday for second-degree trespassing. At a Durham NAACP office press conference on Friday, movement leader Reverend William Barber previewed today's demonstration that will take place in Raleigh.
Tomorrow Monday will focus again on health and environmental justice. Yes, we will gather again at the General Assembly at 5 o'clock. Yes, we will put face on these policies.
The rally begins at 5 p.m. today at Halifax Mall behind the General Assembly Building at 16 West Jones Street. A pre-rally meeting is scheduled for 3 o'clock at Pullen Memorial Baptist Church, located at 1801 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. Three major and controversial decisions were made in the North Carolina General Assembly this past weekend. The Senate's new spending plan, teacher pay raises, and the fracking bill as well. The Senate has decided upon a new $21.1 billion spending plan for 2014-15 this weekend. Democrats were not pleased with how quickly that decision was made, as it allowed for minimal negotiation. They seemed to be in consensus that the Senate was only interested in hearing their own approval rather than the perspectives of the general public. As part of this new budget plan, lawmakers also desire to encourage teachers to give up their tenure in exchange for an 11% pay raise. Teachers, in response, are disagreeing with the notion as they desire more protection from unfriendly politics surrounding schools presently. These raises are also planned to be gathered from cuts that would come from public school spending. Other states are allegedly not attempting this swap of pay raise for tenure. Democrats agree that this action is not for the benefit of the teachers, but more of a cover-up for lawmakers' inability to manage money wisely in North Carolina. The fracking bill, completely supported by the House Republicans, is now on its way to be signed by the governor, who is more than ready to help get it passed. He's already said that he would sign it immediately. While Democrats were clearly unhappy with that bill, they failed to halt the process. They tried, but couldn't do it. Instead, they were able to add a few minor alterations to the bill as compromise before it was sent to Governor McCrory. Many North Carolinians fear what the fracking might mean for chemicals that could get into well water, as well as how the Senate now seems to have the ability to override local governments in relation to how the fracking will be carried out. As of now, there seems to be a great deal of controversy with each major decision processed by the General Assembly in North Carolina. The uncertainty regarding the decided amount of the budget has some questioning how things are going to get better now. The risky move of raising teachers' salaries while eliminating assistance and tenure is causing a big rift of displeasure from educators all over North Carolina, and unfavorable fracking plans that may affect local businesses in a way that they're unwilling to comply. A Chapel Hill Town Council meets tonight to hash out next year's budget plan. The manager's recommended budget does not call for a property tax rate increase and does set aside $188,000 to fund affordable housing initiatives. But housing advocates say that's not enough, and they're calling on the council to dedicate the equivalent of one penny of the current tax rate, or about $755,000, to fund affordable housing programs. The council will also receive an update on potential plans to sell the old Chapel Hill Library, located at 528 East Franklin Street. The town is partnering with Preservation North Carolina to identify possible buyers. The council meets tonight at the Chapel Hill Public Library at 6 p.m. The UNC community has another opportunity to save thousands of lives in the annual Carolina Blood Drive taking place today, or tomorrow rather, at the Dean Smith Center. Students, staff, and members of the Chapel Hill community are encouraged to donate blood to Carolina's region of the American Red Cross, which has helped collect almost 23,000 units of blood to save lives and increase treatments in various hospitals since coming to Chapel Hill 26 years ago. This is an annual event. It is a really big deal in our community. A lot of folks locally get out and donate blood, but there are people who come from miles around, and they say for every pint of blood that you contribute, you have the opportunity to save three people's lives. This year's goal is set at collecting 850 pints of blood. To thank donors for participating, refreshments from restaurants such as Krispy Kreme, Chick-fil-A, Insomnia Cookies, and Panera Bread are available. Donors and volunteers can also enjoy visits from UNC head football coach Larry Fedora, as well as athletic director Bubba Cunningham. And a number of celebrities will be there today at the Dean Smith Center with a chance to win various door prizes also throughout the day. You can schedule an appointment or sign up as a volunteer via a link on WCHL's website. And that is, of course, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:37. And coming up next, today's commentary is on the way from Matt Hughes.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do box breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Good morning. It is 6:39 at WCHL. Coming up, Inside Carolina Athletics. But right now, today's opinion piece on WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Matt Hughes. A common complaint that almost everyone has is that young people need to be more involved in the community. However, that's not what I see. In fact, I think folks are just not going to where the young people are. In our community, I see young people active every day, whether it's political or social activism or just volunteering in the community. My generation, the millennials, could be a pessimistic bunch. When you look at what we've encountered between terrorism, endless wars, a great recession, you would think that we would be a pessimistic bunch. In fact, I think the opposite is true. We have optimism and boundless idealism rooted in realism. 50 years ago, we remembered the March on Washington and Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Martin Luther King was just one of the many leaders of the civil rights movement who really changed America for the better. However, he's also an example of what young people are capable of. King was one of the leaders of the Montgomery bus boycott at the age of 26. He and many did not wait for someone to give them the opportunity to change something that was fundamentally unjust in our system. Instead, he and many others seized the opportunity to right a serious wrong in Montgomery. Young people need to realize the power of their dreams and never be afraid to step up. And with the support of the community and their elders, anything is possible. Some folks have said that my generation has the potential to be the greatest generation if given the chance. However, I do worry about the educational opportunities to expand and learn for subsequent generations. But at the same time, I'm convinced that my generation will rise to the occasion. This is Matt Hughes.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
641 at WCHL, and good morning.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
What a Sunday afternoon it was for the Tar Heel baseball team in Gainesville on Sunday. A game that started at 1:05 between Carolina and Long Beach State would eventually be suspended for a second time shortly before 6 o'clock, and then after 9 o'clock last night, play would be postponed until noon today. We'll pick up in the top of the seventh inning with the Dirtbags up by a score of 5-4. There's one out and two Long Beach State runners aboard at first and second, and we expect Spencer Traynor to be on the mound for Carolina. Before yesterday's game got underway, here's what the head coach of the Tar Heels had to say about some of the keys to victory.
Every time we've had our backs against the wall, we've had a must-win game. We've been able to find a way to win, and yes, we feel good, but I mean, they could put up a two spot in the first inning and they're going to feel good. So it's all relative during the game. It goes back and forth from team to team.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
Coach Fox's earlier words would prove to be prophetic as Eno Patron would knock a two-run homer out of the park in the top of the first inning to give the Dirtbags a 2-0 lead, but Carolina's Sky Bolt would answer in the bottom half of the frame with a two-run homer of his own. The game would go back and forth, and again, will be picked up at noon today in the top of the seventh with the Dirtbags up 5-4.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Well, what a grueling day for the Tar Heels and, having to wait and wait and wait some more. Delayed for more than 6 hours, that last delay. It's just amazing. And the Tar Heels resume play again today, 12 noon. You can hear it on WCHL. We have Rand Northam in the studio this morning. And before we get started with the traffic and weather and all the usual stuff, what's on your mind this morning? You look a little, you have a furrowed brow.
Yeah, that's right. Well, good morning, Ron.
Well, good morning to you, too.
A lot of people are talking about this Bo Bergdahl, who has been released by the Taliban, who has been captured for more than 5 years. And a lot of people are actually upset because Bergdahl actually walked off the base in 2009 in Afghanistan, the military base, mm-hmm. because he was deserting the fight. And so a lot of soldiers now and a lot of people close to the military are really upset because they're saying he was a deserter and not a hero.
Wow.
And the fact that they are so upset about is that we have now traded, we, the United States, have traded five Taliban troops from Gitmo to get Bergdahl back. And they're saying that this was a trade with terrorism, which is something that is not done. We say that we do that. We do not negotiate with terrorists. And so even in the fight to get him back, soldiers lost their lives looking for him in the 5 years that he was gone,
yeah.
or captured. We knew he was there. And Qatar says that it's going to keep a close eye on those five Taliban troops that we have released. But there's only but so much you can believe that that will help by keeping an eye on them.
Sure.
But it's just a topic that a lot of people are talking about right now because it's a very big issue that we've given so many lives already to try to find him, and now we're giving up Taliban officers as well, or Taliban troops as well, to get him back, and he was one who deserted the fight. So it's just a conversation that's ongoing on Facebook, on social media, throughout the area. Of course, we always want to get our troops back, and we're so glad and so happy for his family that he'll be able to come back to them. But it's something to think about as to what's going on right now.
Yeah, I saw a video of his mom. She was incredibly emotional. They haven't even had the opportunity to see him yet.
Right, right, and won't for a little while.
Hopefully they will. Yeah. Hopefully they will soon. But you know, there's quite an adjustment, I guess, if you spent 5 years there.
Exactly.
It's going to take a little while to get yourself back to normal.
Sure.
And you know, a lot of people are going to be talking about this for weeks and months
yes.
to come, and
yes.
and they'll turn it into a political thing.
That's right.
President Obama's opponents will use it in that way.
They have already been trying to do that. That's
absolutely.
For sure.
And you know, I and you know that those five people who were released are going to go back and join the fight.
I'm sure.
You know, in
I'm
one
sure
way or
will.
Another.
That's right.
So that's really tough going, man. I'm just glad I'm not the one who has to make decisions like that.
I completely agree. That's that's one that I'm sure was a tough one. And you know, I'm sure it wasn't just President Obama. It was his entire administration and all of the military officials as well having to make that decision. So
yeah, absolutely. So, you know, everything, unfortunately, everything turns to politics these days.
That's right.
That's what kind of disgusts me about the whole thing. But let's turn to the usual stuff.
You bet.
Stuff that I know a little bit about. I don't know a lot, but I know a little, and I'll guess the rest. All right, 6:48 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn.
Thought you were going with, I may not be a smart man, but I know what love is. Forrest Gump.
Well, I could have gone with Forrest Gump, but I decided to go with Lynyrd Skynyrd instead. Yeah.
I figured it would be a song instead. All right, well, 15501 northbound right now between Estes Drive and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange, seeing minor to moderate delays. 15501 southbound between Manning and Columbia, also seeing some slight delays this morning. NC-54 heading westbound between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road, seeing some delays as well. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly out there. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Well, thank you. Very well done.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in just a little. Oh, by the way, nice outfit today.
I appreciate that.
Really, really looking good. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is the place where you can go. It's one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine right here in Chapel Hill. If you haven't experienced yet, you need to do that. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is right now 57 degrees. Sunny skies, high today about 80. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the middle 50s. Tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night partly cloudy, slight chance of rain with a low in the middle 60s. And then on Wednesday, still that 20% chance of rain with a high in the upper 80s. So just a little bit warmer over the next couple of days. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is the place to go for a dinner or a great meal. But Cruisers is the place to go to get one of those great fountain drinks. Only 79 cents. They serve the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. 6:50 at WCHL. Coming up next, we have celebrity birthdays.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickie's.com and we will have it ready for you to take out. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
Get ready for a moonshine tasting at the Carolina Inn. Join us Saturday, June 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. to sample a variety of North Carolina-made moonshine while enjoying culinary delights. Meet our featured guest moonshiner, Wayne Nix, cast member of Moonshiners, featured on the Discovery Channel. One of Wayne's personal stills will be on display for you to view. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information. And come get your moonshine on.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
6:51 at WCHL. I'm waking up too. Celebrity birthdays now. Actor, singer Sally Kellerman is 77 years old today. Oh boy. Hot lips. Actor Ron Eli is 76. Actor Stacy Keach, 73. Charlie Watts, drummer of the Rolling Stones, 73 years old today. William Guest, one of the Pips, and Gladys Knight the Pips, 73 years old today. Let's see here. Actor Jerry Mathers, who played the Beaver on TV, 66 years old today. Does that make you feel old? Actor Dennis Haysbert is 60 years old today. Comedian Dana Carvey, 59. Actor Gary Grimes, 59. Liam Cunningham on TV, he's in the cast of Game of Thrones, 53 years old today. Let's see here. Actor comedian Wayne Brady, a really talented guy, 42 years old today. Actor Dominic Cooper, 36 years old today. Actor Dion Richmond, 36. Soccer player coach Abby Wambach, 34 years old today. Singer-songwriter ZZ Ward is 28 years old today. Young blues rock artists. And some local celebrities celebrating their birthdays today. Lisa Kaley, Mary Water, William Serto, Mandy Boone, Dawn Andres, Sarah Nagelski, Brett Bushnell, Camilla Postill, Hannah Prentice Dunn, Bruce Baldwin, Francis Graham, Teresa Hammersley, Catherine Olivieri, and Jen Kelly all celebrating birthdays today. I want to mention that Akiva Fox of the Chapelboro staff celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Akiva. Gary Ricciuso had a birthday on Saturday. Happy birthday to Gary from New Jersey. And our birthday winner of the day is Michelle Cotton Laws. Michelle Laws. Happy birthday, Michelle. We're going to get you a $10 gift certificate to the UPS stores, Fortin Boulevard and Minamont. Michelle, I hope it's a really great birthday for you.
All right. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, streaming live at our website, chapelboro.com. This is WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz, and he's Freddie Kiger.
I am indeed. Hope you had a great weekend, and you ready?
I'm always ready for you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know that you've been out gallivanting around and doing all kinds of things. I mean, you're one of our community's leading action adults.
Oh, you are. And thank you.
I know very kind. I know that as one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, we feel privileged to have you come in and sit down for a couple of minutes here and be still.
I am just honored to be here.
Yeah.
And am pleased that you pull my ring on my little Chatty Cathy action doll.
Uh-huh.
And allow me to share.
Well, I'm
that would be S-H-A-R-E as opposed to C-H-E-R.
Yeah. Well, Sonny Bono.
If I could turn back time.
If I could turn back time.
Not to be confused with Tyrone Powers. No, Tyrone
Davis.
Davis.
Turn back the hands of time.
That was a great song.
Boom, yeah. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. Great bass line. Wasn't it good?
You're right.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah! Got nothing to do with the question. What a surprise.
Not at all.
We're doing Americana today.
Americana?
Americana.
All right.
Here we go, folks. A statue of what TV character stands outside the 8th Avenue entrance of New York's Port Authority bus terminal? Name the statue of a TV character which stands outside the 8th Avenue entrance of New York Port Authority's bus terminal.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Pat Lopp is today's WCHL hometown hero, another very special mom. Kristen Tucker and her sister Trisha Tucker Peterson, who lives out in Texas, nominated their mom, Pat Lopp, as a hometown hero. And Pat Lopp is a small-town farm girl from Iowa with a big heart and beauty that shines inside and out. And Kristen, you told me about her senior year in high school. She accomplished a lot then.
Yes, she was both the salutatorian of her class and homecoming queen.
My goodness. When you think of your mom, you think about good times, I know.
I do. I think of my favorite movie, The Wizard of Oz, because that Midwestern farm girl has taught me that there's no place like home. Not only does she enhance a home with her decorating skills and culinary talent, but by creating special magic for the holidays and birthdays.
Kristen, you're not in Kansas anymore. Today, Pat Lopp volunteers her time and talents for many organizations in Chapel Hill and also in Hillsborough, and she's been doing this for a really long time. How long has she been here?
27 years, Ron.
Tell me about some of the things that she's done.
Well, for years, she's juggled her volunteer roles with the skill of a CEO. For 13 years, she volunteered weekly at the Interfaith Council Community House as a receptionist and helping in the community kitchen. Mm-hmm. Currently, she lends her gardening prowess to the Hillsborough Garden Club. Church Women United is an ecumenical group that she's taken a leadership role in, along with a women's philanthropy group called PEO that is dedicated to raising money for projects that further women's education.
I understand she's also involved in her church.
University United Methodist Church. Over the years, she's had too many roles to count, from staff parish committee to appearance committee, a trustee, a Stephen minister. She's in a women's circle, and she's a wonderful singer in the chancel choir.
Sometimes I guess it's probably tough to keep up with her schedule.
It is. Thursday is her busy day. She works in the church office all day, assisting the staff with the phones and any projects. Then she helps the music director filing music. Then she stays for choir practice from 7 to 9 p.m. So it's tough to keep up with her schedule. Absolutely.
Pat Lopp sounds like the kind of person who is always putting other people first, and she does sound like an inspiring person, and I bet she's taught you a lot about giving back to the community.
Well, I'm sure my personal passion to be a professional philanthropist comes from her. My sister and I feel like the luckiest daughters in the world, and she most definitely is our hero.
Well, Kristen, thanks for telling me all about your mom.
Thank you, Ron.
Pat Lopp is today's WCHL hometown hero, another very special mom.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, 658 at WCHL.
Paul, are you talking about
Alice?
One of these
days.
To the moon.
To the moon.
Ralph Cramden.
Ralph Cramden, otherwise known as Jackie Gleason.
Correct.
Oh, boy, wasn't that outstanding?
Yes, it was. Cramden, of course, Jackie Gleason, head lead character.
I'm talking about the person who just walked by the window. That was awesome.
Oh, Kristen?
Yes, yes.
Nice lady.
Yes, she is.
Nice lady.
Mm.
Lead character for The Honeymooners.
Yeah.
Which was a 30-minute series on CBS. This is a little bit of a surprise. Uh-huh. As far as a 30-minute series on CBS, it was only 39 episodes.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, they did a lot of skits before and after. Skits, rather.
Yeah. Well, Ralph Cramden, that's the answer, and Jackie Gleason. And, of course, played the character on The Honeymooners. And our winner today is Lori Swikert. Congratulations, Lori. Thank you very much for listening.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Refinements Resale Boutique. It's 50% off. $20 worth of merchandise available now for $10. Refinements Resale Boutique for Women is the place to shop brand-name clothing at a fraction of retail price in their new location just 1 mile north of South Point Mall in Sutton Station off Fayetteville Road. Pure shopping bliss in a relaxed, organized, and soothing atmosphere is what Refinements is all about. And it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com. www.cmac.com.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Tar Heel Baseball in the NCAA Tournament. Catch every pitch and each swing of the bat on your flagship station for Carolina, WCHL.
I'm Frank Sedapani. Arule, the Environmental Protection Agency, will release 2 hours from now, calling for dramatic cuts in power plant pollution, is already fueling a heated debate over the cost versus the benefits. CBS's Peter Mayer tells us what the bill would do.
Sources close to the process confirm the administration will propose a new rule that would